We present Albert and Me, a series of misadventures in the life of one single-parent family, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs and Diana King, with special guests Harry Fowler, Sherry Hewson, Douglas Backwell, Francis Jeter, and John Tordoff.
Hello, hello, hello. Morning, worker.
Oh, it's you.
Correct. Morning, Vicky.
Back at work.
Oh, yes, I'm raring to go. Hey, Blue Eyes. How about a spot of the old, you know what I mean?
What, here?
It's all right, I'm not choosy.
You never stop, do you?
Not if I can help it, no.
Albert's over his measles, then.
Oh, yes, he's down to one spot now.
You know, it must be hard bringing up a baby on your own.
Yeah, it is now I'm trying to hold down a full-time job. Especially as it took me so long to get this one.
Still, you're only off a few days.
Yeah, I know, but Mr. Graham thinks it's a bit odd. You know, a bloke bringing up a baby.
Oh, I don't know.
He does. He thinks I'm a closet poofter.
Oh.
He sniffs me for scent when he walks past me.
He
does. He does.
Actually, he wanted to see if you came in this morning.
Like that, is it?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Oh. Well, he can't eat me. I'll give him a bit of the old chat. Golden Tongue Archer, they call me down at the job centre.
Well, the best of luck.
Leave it to me, mon petit.
Come in.
Morning.
Oh, you've turned up, have you? It must be payday.
Yeah, lovely weather we're having, Mr. Graham.
Where have you been these last 3 days?
Oh, that, I phoned you, remember? My son's been ill.
I thought you had someone to look after him.
Yeah, but not when he's ill. Anyway, he's better now.
That's the second time you're taking time off since you've been here. And you've only been here 3 weeks.
Well, the other time was only for a day. He had stomach trouble. He'd eaten a bar of soap.
I don't want to know what you give him for his dinner. I want to know how often this is going to happen.
Look, it's not my fault he's ill. He's at the age when he catches everything. You know babies.
No, I don't.
Look, if he stands next to a Dalmatian, he comes out in spots.
Well, it is not good enough. You'll have to go.
Go? As in sacked?
If you want to use long words, yes.
Yeah, but I told you Albert's better now.
Until the next time.
But you can't sack me just like that.
I just have.
But I need this job. I've waited ages for it. It's hard enough trying to bring up Albert on my own.
Listen, son, I don't want to know about your personal life. If you want someone to look after your kid, why don't you get married again?
I wasn't married in the first place.
Well, get married. The rest of us have to endure it. Why should you get off scot-free?
I don't want to get married. All I've got to do is
get someone... All you've got to do is pick up your cards and the money owing to you.
So you're letting me go?
Yes.
Oh, never been sacked before.
You've never worked before.
Yes, I have. But I've always resigned. To better myself.
All right, I've resigned you. I hope you feel better.
But listen, Mr. Graham,
no
please.
No arguments, you're going.
Oh, right. Well, thanks.
Don't mention it. Glad to have been of help.
Mr. Graham?
What is it?
This means you'll have a vacancy now, right?
Lots.
No point in me applying.
No!
Didn't think there would be. Okay.
Well?
He sacked me.
Oh, dear.
I mean, oh, dear. Terrific.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, you could have a little meal with me one night, you know, help me forget all about it.
Oh, well.
I mean, I can't get out because of Albert, and I do cook a nifty spaghetti and chips.
Oh, well.
And anyway, once I've left here, I won't see you again, and I'd like to, honest.
Well, all right, if you like. When?
I'll give you a call, okay?
Right.
Great. Yeah, in the meantime, I'd better be off to the job centre, then to my mum's to pick up Albert, break the bad news to him.
More problems.
At 18 months old, he's used to him by now. He'll just blow a raspberry at me. See ya.
What are you going to do now, Brian?
I thought I'd put a card in the newsagent's window, see if anyone wants any odd jobs done.
Well, you won't earn much from that. Will he, Mrs. Willis?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not too worried, so long as I can keep Albert in prune juice.
After all, look at Lord Rothschild.
Who?
Lord Rothschild. He ended up a millionaire, and he started off doing odd jobs.
Oh, get off.
He did. Delivering papers, bit of painting, decorating, things like that. Was in the paper, remember, Mrs. Archer?
I thought that was Adolf Hitler.
Well, whoever it was, he became famous.
Mm. Well, I don't want to become famous. I just want a job.
Yeah, we had a bloke called Hitler who lived down our street in the war.
Get away.
True. Fred Hitler.
Oh.
He had a terrible time. And he wasn't even German.
Well, I never.
Mind, you didn't have to be foreign to have a terrible time in them days.
What was he then, this Fred Hitler?
I don't know. I think he came from up north, Lancashire.
Oh, well, it's still foreigners, isn't it?
Of course it's not foreigners. Lancashire's as English as we are.
Oh, so you say, but they're not the same. Not really.
No, they're not the same.
No, they look at things different. They're not proper English. They're Lancashire.
Gracie Fields was English and she came from Lancashire.
Yes, but she married a foreigner, didn't she?
So what? The Queen married a foreigner.
Oh, get off.
He is. He was Greek.
Ah, but he's English now, isn't he?
Well, I never knew that. Did he have to get nationalised?
Naturalised.
Yes, well, that as well.
I reckon you're getting confused, Brian. You're thinking of that bloke up the chip shop, Mr. Papamopoulos.
Oh, look, I wish we hadn't started all this.
You started it, Brian.
With your card in the newsagent.
Yeah, but I didn't expect it to turn into a United Nations discussion.
Anyway, live and let live, I always say. So did my late husband.
Yes. And I'll tell you another thing about Prince Philip.
What?
He didn't have to put a card in the window to get his job.
Come on. Come on, Albert. That's it. Come on, eat up. Good boy. 2 days our car's been in that window now. What replies have we had? Maybe I ought to put an advert in a paper. Trouble is, I can't afford it. I could walk up and down a high street wearing a sandwich board.
Oh, well, yum.
No, Albert, you can't eat a sandwich board.
Oh.
Hmm, I don't know. You'd give it a go, wouldn't you? Oh, hello. I wonder who that is.
Oh, what is it? Well?
Hey, you're right. This could be impossible. Let's go and see.
Hello. Mr. Brian Archer?
That's right.
Hello.
It's about your card.
Oh, great. It's good.
Yes, that's why I've come.
Yes?
I'm looking for a model.
A model what?
No, just a model.
Well, what do you want a model for?
photographic studies.
Sorry, mate, wrong house. Bye.
No, wait a minute. You put an advert in the newsagent.
Yeah, but it wasn't that sort of advert. Mine was for your average sort of casual work. Photographic models, correction, and French lessons are up the other end of the high street. Okay, bye.
But that's what I'm offering you. Casual work.
Eh?
We should adopt.
I represent the South London Art Photographic Society, and well, we're looking for someone to model for us for photographic studies.
Oh, you mean proper photographic modelling?
Yes.
With clothes on?
No. That's our problem, you see. We need a nude to model for us, to pose for us, to demonstrate the beauty of the human form.
Oh, yeah?
And it's not easy to get one. Well, it is, but most of them are women, and, well, we've done them.
Have you really?
What we want now is a man.
Yes. How big's your photographic society?
Well, it's very much in the formative stage at the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How many's that?
Well, it's just me and my friend, Stanley.
Yeah, I see.
Ooh. I'm sure you'd find it very rewarding.
I'm sure I would. No, thanks, mate. It's not really what I had in mind, so cheers, eh?
Oh, well, perhaps another time.
No, not really. I prefer something with clothes on.
Well, thanks anyway. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. And give my love to Stanley. Oh, stow me, Albert. I hope we don't get too many of them turning up.
Oh,
hey, wait a minute, though. They said a nude male. I should have suggested you.
No.
Yeah. Come on. Get them off.
No.
Come on, get them off. Coming. Right. Let's hope it's an answer to our advert, and a better one than last time. Yes?
Morning. You Brian Archer?
Yes.
Where's your brother?
Well, I saw your card in the newsagent's window.
Yes.
Well, I've got this job for you, if you're interested.
It's nothing photographic, is it?
No. It's doing this woman's garden, putting down her turf.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Well, it is, except I need a bit of help to get it done in one day. You ever laid turf before?
Well, I've laid on it.
Yeah, well, it's... there's nothing to it. I mean, just remember, the green side goes upwards. The half graft is in the digging, getting the ground ready. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's no problem, is it, Albert? Will it be all right if I bring him along?
Of course it will. Sure, the more the merrier. Listen, have you got a fork?
We're not going to eat the turf, are we?
A garden fork.
Oh, no.
Well, not to worry. I'll borrow one from somewhere. Listen, I'll pick up in the morning, then. 8 o'clock, all right,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, great.
Righto, my old son. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure, bye. Oh, Albert, we are in.
Oh, Dad, how are you?
Just one day, but we're working. Ooh. Come on, get your wellies.
Would you put a boot?
Phew, it's all going, isn't it?
Oh, you're telling me. Still, nearly done. Hey, look at him. He's enjoying himself. Hey, nothing like a bit of dirt for keeping kids out of mischief. Oh, dear, I've run out of fags. You ain't got one on your Brian, have you?
No, I don't smoke.
Well,
no use asking him.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm dying for a fag. There's nothing like a good cough when you're busy.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
But look, I think I'll just nip down the shop for some.
Right, don't be long. We're just about finished.
No. I'll be back in about 5 minutes.
All right, okay. Come on, Albert. Come on, hand me that turf. Hey, what are you eating? Oh, my God. Oh, put that worm down. There we are, Albert. Look at that. It's all done. Fred's a long time, isn't he? Must be waiting for them to grow the tobacco. Anyways, no point in hanging around here. Come on, let's put you in your pram. Come on, up you go. Let's go and see the lady. There you are, Mrs. Carthew. It's all done.
And you've done a wonderful job.
Would you wake up, Dub?
And you as well, little Diddum.
Yeah, he's done a good job keeping your worms down. Anyway, if we can settle up now.
Pardon?
Settle up. The money. I know Fred isn't back yet, but I thought
but
we might...
I've already paid him.
You what?
He came to the door about 20 minutes ago and said you'd be finished soon and asked if I could pay him as he had to nip off somewhere while you cleared up.
He what?
Is something wrong?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a right... No, nothing. I'm sorry I made such a fuss.
Is there anything I can do for you?
No, it's... Yeah. Yeah, when he first called, did he give you a phone number where you could contact him?
No. He knocked on my door one morning and asked if I wanted my garden turfed. I've never seen him before.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. You've made such a lovely job of my lawn.
Yeah, well, it's nice to know someone's satisfied with the job. Come on, Albert.
Oh, what is it, Mama? Oh,
fancy me falling for that. What a right rip-off merchant.
Oh, what are we now?
All that work and nothing to show for it except two handfuls of blisters.
Oh, God, boy.
Yeah. It's all right for you. I had to lay that turf. All you did was sit and eat it. Oh, well. Yeah, I wonder if that's Fred. Maybe his conscience has got at him and he's brought my money round.
Come in.
Mr. Brian Archer.
Oh. Yeah, that's me.
My name's Weston. I've come about your card.
Yeah?
In the news agency. It was your card?
Yeah.
Oh, good. May I come in?
Well, it is a serious inquiry, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Perfectly
Only
serious.
I've had a right few dingbats round here since I put that card in. I mean, you're not into anything unusual like laying turf, are you?
What's unusual about laying turf?
It doesn't matter. But please, come in. Come
Thanks.
In. In here.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh. This is my son, Albert.
Hello.
Does he enjoy eating table mats?
Yeah. Only when he's hungry.
Oh, that's dreadful, the poor little thing.
No, it's all right, I'm joking. It's just a phase he's going through. He thinks they're in the middle of hamburgers.
Isn't he disappointed when he tastes the difference?
No, he doesn't taste the difference, which says something about the way I cook hamburgers.
Anyway, you were saying about the card.
Oh, yes. You say on your card, no reasonable cash offer refused.
Well, yeah, but it depends on what you want done. I mean, Albert and I don't want to get involved in anything odd, do we, Albert?
No. How do you mean odd?
Well, criminal, you know. Oh, unless, of course... absolutely nothing illegal.
But you prefer cash for the work you do?
Oh, yes, I mean cash in the hand.
So no one knows where it's come from or how much it is?
Yes, right. I mean, you know what the tax man's like.
And the Social Security.
Right. Hey?
Mr. Archer, I should tell you now that I'm an inspector from the Department of Social Security, and I have on record that you are claiming benefit as an unemployed single-parent family. Yet it would appear that you're earning cash through casual labour.
Earning it? I'm earning it, all right, but I'm not getting it. I haven't had one penny.
That's what they all say, I'm afraid, Mr. Archer, yet we often find people are claiming Social Security and at the same time are earning upwards of £50 a week on casual labour.
Where? You tell me and I'll go and join them.
Mr. Archer, I must advise you that you are committing an illegal act in working for profit whilst drawing Social Security benefits.
I am not working for a profit. I am working for a loss.
And until such time that we have investigated your case, we will have to withhold benefits.
Withhold benefits? What about him? What am I going to feed him on? I've only got four more table mats.
I'm sorry, but there's been an infringement of the rules. This is quite serious. You could be prosecuted.
What? Go to jail?
We shall be in touch with you in the course of the next few days.
But what am I going to do for money? You tell me that.
Mr. Archer, as you seem to be losing your temper, I shall see myself.
But tell me. Listen, what am I going to do?
You should have thought of that before you did it.
The last woman who said that to me was pregnant. Oh, dear. What are we going to do now, Albert, eh? What are we going to do now? I'm pleased you were able to make it tonight.
Well, I've been looking forward to it.
Have you? do you like some more? There's plenty left.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Of course, I used to be a terrible cook before Albert was born.
Oh?
But now, well, in all modesty, I think I'm pretty wonderful.
What happened? Did you go to evening classes?
No, I discovered how to open the oven door.
Ooh, what's this?
Oh, no, don't tell me you found one of Albert's dummies in your dinner.
No, I was just wondering what we're eating.
Oh, it's spaghetti bolognese. It's my own recipe.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking of becoming a vegetarian.
Oh, it's not that bad, is it?
Oh, no, it's not this. Just generally, I don't eat much meat.
No, nor do we. I can't afford it.
Well, it was after I was reading an article about battery hens.
Oh, I didn't know they ran them on batteries.
I'm serious.
Sorry.
No, it's this article. It made me think.
Did it? Do you want some more wine? Supermarket special. An unpretentious little vintage. 30p a gallon.
This is nice.
You've got beautiful eyes.
So have you. And a nice nose.
Have I?
Your hair's a bit greasy.
No, it's not. It's the reflection off the wallpaper. Hey, maybe I ought to turn the light off.
Oh, well.
Oh, single parent family, high electricity bill.
Lecherous bloke on the make.
Possibly. Anyway, it's a nicer without the light glaring in your eyes. There. What about that then?
Well, that depends on what happens next.
Doesn't it just? And who knows what that will be?
Oh!
Abel Weiss, here's looking at you. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Oh, is that Albert?
Oh, yes, it's Albert. I think someone's paying him to keep me on the straight and narrow.
He'll go to sleep again.
Yes. Or maybe he won't.
Hadn't you better go to him?
Yes, I better had. I'll just go and see what he wants. Oh, blimey!
You shouldn't have turned the light off.
Oh, if I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have brought a torch. All right, Albert, I'm coming. All right, Daddy's here. Come on.
All right, come on, let's see what's wrong. Come on, shh. There. Don't worry, Daddy's here. Instead of downstairs. Yes. Shh. There's a good boy. I wonder if this ever happens to Warren Beatty. Come on, Albert. Come on, eat up. I don't know how you've got the nerve to be so cheerful. 2 hours you kept me on a go last night. Got you off to sleep and back downstairs and you start up again. No wonder Vicky went home. 15 encores of this little piggy are enough to try any woman's patience.
Yes, you can laugh.
You wait till you're my age. One thing doing this to my love life, you won't get any brothers or sisters. Oh, well, who's this?
Well, always.
If it's Vicky, you are going in the laundry basket, that's for certain.
Hello, Brian.
Fred.
I'm sorry, I missed you the other day, old son.
Yeah, so was I.
Well, they didn't have my brand of fags in the first shop, you see. I had to try three before I got them. I like these menthol ones, you see. Great they are. It's like sticking a polo mint up your nose.
Yeah, really, but listen,
I was going to bring you all money round yesterday, but I had this rush plumbing job to do in Watford and I didn't get back till late. Anyway, as the monkey said to the mermaid, better late than never, my old son. Here's your money.
Oh, well, tough, Fred.
I am sorry about the delay.
Oh, that's all right. I knew you'd bring it round.
Hey, he's a cheeky little fella, isn't he? Anyway, I've got a dash. Thanks for your help, Brian, and if I need you again, I'll let you know, right?
Yes, you're right. Thanks. Wave goodbye, Albert. All your fingers, Albert.
Yeah, the cheeky little beggar. Anyway, be seeing you, son. Is that all right, Albert?
Bye. Well, what do you think of that, eh, Albert?
Oh, sure, we'll watch it, Daddy. That's
yeah.
Our Majesty.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum and Diana King as Mrs. Willis and Mrs. Carthew. Also this week, Harry Fowler featured as Fred, Sherry Hewson as Vicky, Douglas Blackwell as Mr. Graham, Frances Jeter as Mrs. Weston, and John Tordoff as the amateur photographer.
No, Albert, stop it.
No,
you can't eat the microphone. You'll be ill.
I told you. That was Albert, played by Pat Coombs. Incidental music was by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.